Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Come and see Angelos and Barry. There are venues all around the country from September for tickets, and there's venues all over the country. Go to live.angelosandbarry.com. Live.angelosandbarry.com. Right.
Enjoy yourselves, guys.
Oh,
have the time of your life.
That's if this fella here next to me, Mr. A. Epithemia, doesn't make so much money from your business ventures.
Yeah. Well, you know what I'm up to at the moment.
Tell them about it.
Well, I'm looking for emerging markets, aren't I?
Oh, yeah, was it?
Yeah, emerging markets. They are previously untapped.
What sort of thing?
Well, it's like, you know, when you sell stuff to people,
right?
And there's loads of people around the world that don't have access to the stuff. And
Inuits,
like, well, people like Inuits and all that stuff. But you're always looking, as a businessman, as a business person, you're always looking for like new people to sell to, you know?
Go on, who have you been selling to?
Well, the other day I sold a Ford Escort to a pig.
And that's an untapped market.
That's an untapped market.
How did you get on?
At the moment, it's, you know, it's like, I just gave the pig the car.
Right.
I said, look, that's you, you know. But that's, once you reeled them in like that, then they start spending their money.
Oh, I get it.
But that's an enormous market, animals.
Really?
Selling stuff to animals.
To animals, really, because they don't have a clue.
Well, they don't know,
they don't,
and they are ripe for ripping off that lot.
Oh, bloody hell. So what else did you... what did you sell to an horse?
I sold a computer to a horse.
Really?
Yeah, I sold an Apple computer to a horse.
Really? Because they like a nice Apple, didn't they?
I said, look, an Apple, mate. And also, this is the other thing. This is what's so great about it. Because a lot of these animals are thick.
Yes.
Right. The computer didn't work.
Right, he didn't.
But he didn't have a clue. No. I was just sitting there talking to him. I said, this computer, you can do all your emails on this, mate.
Spreadsheets.
You can do spreadsheets and all that. Yeah. You know, he's going,
just eating the grass.
Yeah, and I'm thinking, oh my God, I've seen him coming.
Yeah, oh Christ.
Anyway, he's bought this thing off me, right? And I said, don't worry about the money now. You know,
this is how you get it.
And I stuck it on his back, and he trotted off and started eating the grass in there.
Yeah.
And I am licking my lips I am rubbing the ass
again. I'm thinking,
there is money, there is gold in them hills.
That's right. Well, it's an untapped market, animal market.
Yeah, the animal
but
market,
I tell you what, the online sales.
Oh God! The
online, so the problem is—I mean,
my
problem is what happens is of an evening. Very often, I have an old speckled hen, but I've got an ointment for that. But anyway, what happens is after I've watched Love Island and all that, I go up. I've had a couple of drinks and I get on eBay, and you must have done it, drunken eBay buy.
I've done it many times.
Do you know what I did? I'd had about three old speckled in. Margaret's gone to bed. She goes, don't you get on that internet buying thing. Before I know it, I've got into touch with Pyongping.
Yeah.
I've bought three nuclear weapons off Kim Jong-un.
This is
me all over, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
And then I've tried to cancel it, and, you know, you have to get through all the bureaucracy.
All
the paperwork, and they go, no, sorry, you bought them, you've got to have them. Next thing I know, you know when you see their military parades and everyone's crying and doing all that?
Yeah.
As they come down there saluting. Yeah. Next thing I know, I'm looking out the bedroom window and there's a whole host of these nuclear weapons coming down.
Pulled on the back of a lorry.
Pulled on the back of a massive lorry.
Right.
And they all look up and start saluting. And I was just in my pyjamas out of the spare bedroom.
They just dumped them in your garden?
They dumped them in the garden and now I've got Hans Blix. He wants to know what he's doing there.
They've
murdered David Kelly as a result.
Oh,
you know.
Right. Do they work or what? Are they intercontinental?
I didn't like the fuse. You know, I mean, I went on there. I bought tanks when I was pissed. I bought an entire hospital neonatal unit. I don't know how that works, They deliver that's in the garden as well. Last week, I've got you know one of them Star Wars style lasers, Reagan.
They're getting rid of a job lot of those.
Oh,
right, so you've got a few of them.
I've got some of those. I've got some scientific bullshit that, you know, the top scientists.
Yeah, from the CERN.
I've got, this was the other week, Margaret had a Prosecco to celebrate her tits and that. So then, we've had that, and what's happened is I've drunk all this stuff in celebration.
You've got pissed.
And I've bought the CERN Hadron Collider, and they've delivered it. And I've gone, I don't want it. And they've gone, I'm just delivering it. You'll have to speak to Switzerland.
Yeah, no, I know. I've gone out with Ken. And we'd had a few drinks, and he says, you want to go somewhere? I said, no, I'm gonna go home, Ken.
Oh, no, it was like,
yeah,
you stay out with him at your peril,
exactly. Yeah. You know, well, that's it. Then I'm stuck between a horse and a rock place,
yes,
you know?
Exactly.
Anyway, I'm not going out with you, Ken. And anyway, I go home. And I've turned the computer on, my Wang computer that I bought in about 1985. But I've got the internet on it, and I've got pissed up, and I've had a couple more cans than I've got home. And I've clicked on eBay, you know, I'm having a look at these things, and I thought, oh, the British Virgin Islands. How much should they go for?
When you're pissed, you don't care.
I stuck a bid in for these things.
Yeah.
And I forgot all about it.
Yeah.
I'll go back on it at like 9 o'clock the next morning. And I've looked and it says, congratulations.
Little
bid's been successful.
And you're like, Christ, buying the British Virgin Islands.
Anyway, they ring me up and said, we've got the British Virgin Islands out here. So can you come and
collect them?
They're the post office.
Very expensive.
And I said, oh,
bring some ID.
Down the post office and that. Anyway, I've gone down there and these things have taken up most of the high street. You know?
Yeah, that's like, we want them out.
Yeah,
sort of
you
thing,
can't
yeah.
have them here. Yeah. You know, you've got to find somewhere to put these.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, so I've got myself a van
and
I've put the British Virgin Islands in the back of the van and I'll just lob them in the river.
I thought, where am I going to put them in the
river.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Thank you.
But I mean, it's funny you should mention the British Virgin Islands, because I went to the, well, they're not British now, that's another story, but you know who owns them, Richard Branson's.
Oh.
And you know he has all them top celebrities out
there.
They
all go out there, Kate Moss.
Kate Moss goes out there, and all that, Kate Middleton's mum, Sterling Moss, Moss Bros went out there. John Moss, the drummer from Culture Club.
There you go, Moss Eisley, Space Station
Moss Eisley. Oswald Mosley.
And
Brian Mosley, who played Alf Roberts in Coronation.
And Moss from the IT Crowd.
Moss from the IT Crowd. And of course, Rolling Stone gathers no Moss.
Yeah, he was there.
He was there. Mm. Anyway, I went out there, and all them top celebrities
were there. All there, all the Moss.
And because basically, me and Margaret, you know, he knows, Branston knows that we've got Virgin Media.
He's got a big computer.
He's got
a big computer.
He got all the names on it. Yeah, and he at random went, who shall I invite? Anyway, we went out there. Oh, the stuff he's got out there.
Oh, yeah. What, the stuff he's got on the old bikes and that?
He's got all the, old bikes and that, but I tell you what, the celebrities we was rubbing shoulders with.
They're all
out there, and Philip Maddock, Paul Schofield, Phillips, they were all there. And, you know, it's like, because Princess Margaret used to go out and we were rubbing shoulders with all the people, and Princess Margaret was there. She was pissed out of her.
She comes up
to me and she's all leaning on me.
Guinness.
Yeah, she's had her Guinness. Yeah, and like, she likes the draft stuff.
Guinness.
And she's going, she's all posh.
And Branson, I know that he runs a pipe from his island all the way to Ireland.
Yes, it does.
And it's like, a Russian gas pipe.
Money is no object.
Yeah, I know, you can do what you like.
And Princess Margaret gets down and she just lies underneath it.
Under the pump, she just
turns the thing. Anyway, she was off her face. And she's coming up, posh. Barry, I like books and that. I'm into flowers, art and culture.
Yeah.
And she goes, what? How much are you worth? Well, I was bullshitting because I'm worth.
She's like on a pension, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm on a pension. Anyway, I said to her, I made out I was like
a very rich man,
and all that. Yeah. And, I had a double Baileys all round, chucking my money about.
Yeah, lovely.
And do you know what? Lovely. For a long time, she used to, when we got back, sneak me into Buckingham Palace.
You have a good look round.
It's wonderful. She had the Queen. Wonderful quarters. Margaret's place, it's a shrine to fags. There's ashtrays, there's ornate ashtrays from British Virgin Islands, from Putin, he's given her ashtrays, Brezhnev.
Because you know, I broke into Buckingham Palace.
I remember.
Yeah, I climbed over the fence.
Yeah, you were in a race with you and Michael Ryan. No, who was the bloke who got in there and sat on the Queen's bed?
Fagan, wasn't it?
Yeah, Fagan. Yeah, Fagan. Yeah.
I met him.
Joe Fagan.
Yeah, Joe Fagan from Liverpool Manager.
Yeah, it's living all right.
That's all right, yeah. I broke in there in a palace because I wanted to have I wanted to borrow a tenner of someone.
Right.
You know. Yeah. So I've gone, because I was hanging around back in the palace, I thought, I wouldn't mind getting some Chinese.
Right, Chinese food?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought,
you can have what you like in there.
Well, I thought, where am I going to get some money from?
I thought,
hold on a minute, I'm standing next to the richest people in the world.
They can afford it.
So I thought, right, I'll break in there, and I'll break in to the palace. I go over the fence and up the gutter, and then in through the bog window.
Yeah.
And I climb in through the bog window, and I don't know whose bog it was, but the stink in there was like, honestly, I thought, bloody hell.
Sophie Wessex.
Yeah, one of them.
One of them's just come out. Yeah.
Anyway, I've come
Smell
out.
Smell it, I'm chewing on it. Love.
I've come out of the bog. Yeah. And then, just as I'm coming out of the bog.
Princess Margaret?
No.
Edwards?
No. It was Middleton.
Kate Middleton, yeah.
she's going in the bog. And I said, whatever you can smell in there,
it's not me.
It's nothing to do with me.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
She says, oh, don't worry about it. You know,
yeah.
It'll be one of the footmen. There's a big dose of the shits going around.
Well, she's one of the people like yeah. that. She Kate Middleton. Yeah. Don't worry about it, Angela.
Right.
She goes,
right.
yeah.
I ain't got no more. He'll be a footman.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'll come out of there. And, I'm walking down the corridor.
Yeah.
I'm starving. Anyway, I bump into...
Margaret?
No.
Oh, Christ, she's having a fag in her room.
Yeah. I bump into one of the... one of the press secretaries.
Oh, yes, David Davis.
Yeah, David Davis.
Yeah.
He said, what are you doing here?
Yeah, Christ, what are you doing here?
I said, what am I doing? I said, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
I said, you should be out in front of the press corps telling everyone that there is a dose of shits going around
the
palace and the place stinks.
And what did he say?
He said, she got all defensive. He said, don't tell me my job, thank you. I said, listen to me. I said, if you don't go out there and tell them this place stinks, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
Unless you lend me £10 so I can go and get a Chinese. Anyway, he gets straight in his wallet, crisp tenner with her face on it.
Yeah.
I said, oh, look, he's got a face on it.
Yeah.
He went, yeah, I know it's a face. He gives me that, and I go back out the bog where I come from.
Right.
And then I go and get myself a nice Chinese takeaway.
Right. Now, there's something I know about that. That David Davis, he knows very well that there was a dose of the shits in Buckingham Palace throughout the... Do you ever remember? And it was covered up, and I've seen it on YouTube.
It would have been.
There was... All the footmen were... Oh, God, I mean, they were all...
Mess all
the
over
mess
them.
Was all over the place.
Yeah,
and
all dripping down their legs.
It was all over. And there's that famous bit of footage where there's a fly past, you know, the red arrows come off. They're all out on the balcony.
Yeah, yeah.
And suddenly, all the bogs broke the place and a tidal wave of shit comes out over the balcony.
I heard when that...
I've seen it.
When that flyby goes past, right, they've all been holding in a fart, like, for the old time. Right, the old arseholes.
Yeah.
Right, and it's only when them jets go above their house
that
they all go...
Yeah, I've
and let
that.
One go
I've
so the
that.
Crowd doesn't hear them.
That's right.
That's what they do. That's what they do.
And when the Queen does that, she's wafting it
she's
away.
Getting
she's
getting rid of it or just smelling her own one.
And now... A wonderful sight.
Yeah,
the RAF.
Wafting her own fart towards you.
Yeah, now let's not say that quite about the Queen.
No, well, you know what you're like with the Queen.
I love the Queen.
I know you do.
I love the Queen.
You always love the Queen.
Yeah, I've always loved the Queen. But, you know, it's my age. You know, the kids, they don't know nothing.
They're not so bothered about the Queen.
No, they're not bothered about that. They're like KSI or something
like KSI and all that. They like that, yeah.
No, YouTube. But, I mean, you know, In the old days, God blimey, I mean, if you went into the theatre, you'd have two verses of God Save the Queen.
Yeah.
You'd have to swear.
You wrote that originally, didn't you?
Oh,
the original version of God Save the Queen. You wrote that before the Queen got hold of it and butchered it.
Let me see if I've got the music. Yeah, oh, we go. There we go, this is it.
Yeah, this was it.
Yeah. There we go. This is the introduction.
Yeah.
Everyone stand, please, for the Queen. Here we go. God save the Queen and Princess Margaret, and we like to call her Mags. She don't half love the fags. When it is got the shits of Buckingham Palace, come and say, God save the Queen and Prince Philip too. Buckingham Palace smells of poo. And that was...
Now, I would like to have heard that version sung at the anthems, you know, like before big games.
And the England team come out.
The national anthem.
And bags. See the North stink of fags. Here comes Prince Edward, what does he do? Not much. Here comes Sophie West and she left. And here comes the Middleton. And it comes to Sophie. And then I ran out of words,
yeah,
really.
Well, there are only so many words. Yeah, well, about,
well, the team want to get playing. They don't
want to be like two versions of that stuff. Yeah.
Your Which Highness, can I apologise for that last effort? Yeah.
Last section.
That last whole section. Now, if Angelos and me knew how to operate this equipment, we'd probably go through that and edit.
No, we wouldn't.
No, you wouldn't.
No,
you
wouldn't. Don't think so.
No, I don't think so.
You're worried about the Queen.
I'm always worried about the Queen.
Well, she's an old lady.
She is. Yeah. This is going to look very nasty when she...
Oh,
it's no longer. Anyway, we are in London's Leicester Square.
Oh, we are. Yeah,
this?
Recording this for you.
We had not anywhere to record this.
Yeah, in the future, can you please put up your houses
for us to come to?
Places we can come and record this.
Yeah, we would. I mean, to be fair, we do need it in Northwest London,
that would be ideal.
If there's anyone listening in there, or the West End, Kate Middleton, or anyone
who owns a pub,
and we can come in and record this we'd be most grateful, because for a while we were going to sit out in the park, wouldn't we?
I would like to do that, actually, and that would be good, because you know, I think next time we'll tell you when we're going to go and sit out in the park
and come
and watch us do this in the park.
Yeah, we might do that.
Yeah, that'd be fun, I think.
Yeah, so we're doing that.
Yeah,
So we're in Leicester Square at the moment. There's a massive, a premiere going on.
For a film, yeah. They're all the pop stars are there and all the big film stars are out.
They're all there. David Van Day is there on the red carpet.
Yeah, that's right.
He's in charge of rolling it up. He's got a business. Michael Elphick is there cleaning it. Sue Pollard is there getting on everyone's nerves, going, I want to be a yellow coat. And everyone's going, Sue, it's done. Give that up. Your favourite's there, isn't it?
Evel Knievel.
He's there.
He said he was going to jump over Leicester Square, but everyone told him to piss off. No, because you've helped for safety. Yeah. It's like, not Evel.
I'm going to clear seven buses. Oh, I can't do that, mate. You know.
Why?
You won't find seven buses in London.
Why? Why are you going to do that?
Yeah,
no one ever asked him that.
No.
They said, I'm going to jump over seven houses.
Yeah.
And someone said, well, why?
I think
what are you doing that for?
This country's National Rail Service is stretched enough. Without that prick coming and jumping over things. We ain't got buses.
No.
We ain't got much of a...
No.
But they're all there. And the really exciting thing is that Harry Styles is there.
Harry Styles. And his hair.
Yeah, I mean, they'll let him do anything, wouldn't they, Harry Styles? He's an actor in this thing.
They'll let him. As long as it, bumps your money up.
Oh yeah, absolutely. All the birds are going mad for him.
I mean, what the thing is with these young singers, they can do everything, can't they? They can stand there and talk and that.
Yeah.
You know? They couldn't do this. This is a real skill set.
This is a skill to improvise a national anthem like that and not
quite
think of any material to say.
Oh, yeah, this is a real skill. This is where the money is.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
but
what we want is
anyone's house we can come to.
Yeah,
Angelos is going to bring his new girlfriend.
Yeah,
Is she allowed in?
Kathy? Is she allowed in? No, she has to be left outside.
Okay, now the only reason is we've got something to put over her mouth. She will bite.
She does bite. And that's why she has to stay outside, really.
Yeah.
And when I say girlfriend, she's like an animal.
Yes. So, we call her a girlfriend.
Yeah, exactly. But it's the next best thing, you know?
Yeah. But she's a bear. She's a bear.
Yeah.
And that's not in the gay culture sense.
She's an actual grizzly bear. Yeah, from Yellowstone Park.
But I tell you what, if you put a bit of lipstick on her...
She's very attractive.
She's very attractive.
Well, she took over from my sex bot that I'd made. Saskia.
Oh, your poor sex bot, Saskia.
Yeah, because you know that I took her on holiday with me, my sex bot, and she got crushed. in the scrap metal yard.
Yeah.
Because I said, I took it down there.
Yeah.
Like, I said, okay, as a treat. I said, look, let's go down and have a look at the scrap metal yard, you know, in Spain. She went, beautiful.
Yeah.
Anyway, she stood there and this magnet has come down and just like,
well,
and she's like, 20 seconds later, she's crushed.
Yeah. I mean,
so I replaced her with a grizzly bear.
That's right. And the only thing is, you feel, I mean, I think you should give her the sack, old sister, but you brought her with you, and she's very bitter about
it. Well, she's just a lump of twisted metal.
She's there now. Yeah. You're right, Saskia.
That's the sort of battery whirring.
Yeah.
The battery's trying to whir.
No, we don't need any now.
No, thank you. No, thank you. Put that away. Thank you.
She says, what's this hanging off? Like, I don't know.
Where's your bits hanging off ever?
You're right, love. Do you want a cup of tea or anything?
She's a remote control's gone.
Yeah.
I think she's gone mad.
But the other thing is, you mentioned the bear. She's in perch.
All right, love. Nothing I can do. I feel sorry for her because like, she's a square box of metal now.
Yeah, that's it.
I can't put my knob in it no more.
No. And there's not much in the way of conversation, is it now?
I think because the battery's gone.
If it wasn't the fact that you'd drawn all that lipstick on her wheels, there'd be nothing
recognisable about her.
Still, it's quite handy for putting your tools in, isn't it?
That's my bike rack.
She's lovely. Well, look, listen, we got to go.
Yeah.
Because he's got to go.
He's got to get the bear back.
Lots of love to you all.
Yeah.
Please don't forget to buy a ticket live.angelosandbarry.com. And we'll see you soon.
Okay.
Now.
Bye.
This is a Playback Media production. To listen to all our podcasts, visit playbackmedia.co.uk.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.